Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. We are very excited about today's show. We're going to have a special guest, Christina London. She is an author. She's got some very interesting news for you about how to use angelic guidance to experience the greatest love, healing, and creating a deeper spiritual connection. So she'll be on in a couple of minutes. I want to thank you for being loyal listeners, and we do appreciate all of the emails that you send in, giving feedback, and we know you're spreading the word because our listenership is growing, and that's the good news for us. Today is going to be a very exciting day, and I just want to thank you again for being on with us, and I am going to bring my co-host in. Sherry, are you here with us?
I am here. Hi, everybody, and good morning, Patty. We are really looking forward to talking with Christine this morning. I am very interested myself in all of her teachings and the way she brings about the tools in connecting to your higher self and to get a deeper spiritual connection. And as soon as she's on, we're going to bring her on. So,
okay, I do think I see her on. Today is August 10th, 2009. And listeners, I'm introducing Christina. Christina, are you here with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to
good
have
morning.
You with us this morning.
It's great to be here.
So why don't we just start with having you introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about what you do.
Okay, great. I am Christina Lundeen, and I have been called to serve Spirit in my business, which was called Creator Mediator, and that business name was given to me by the Lord. He said that people would need some mediator to go between them and the Creator, to be able to learn how to remember the Christ within themselves. And we're all a piece of God. We've just forgotten that. And so my job is to give people reminders, tools, visualizations, things that they can use to help remember that we're really not separate, that we really are all one, and that this where we live on earth is an illusion, and that we are that piece of God. And it is a fabulous, fabulous work to do with wonderful people. And I've been doing my work with the public for 7 years now. I have been doing my communication with Spirit all of my life. It came and went when I was younger, but when I was in my 20s, I decided to learn more about it. And then I got called to do this next step, and I was hesitant at first as to how all of this was going to turn out, but it has been just a wonderful, wonderful journey.
How did you get that calling? I mean, how did it explain a little bit about how it came to you in those earlier years?
Well, the calling or how I was communicating with Spirit when I was younger?
And both.
Okay.
Communicating with Spirit, yeah.
Okay. Well, what I remember when I was younger is that I used to have dreams, and I would get information from the dreams, and they turned out to be things that were happening all around the world, and I didn't know what to do with these dreams. And I always saw Jesus with two angels, one on either side of him. And so I would talk to him all the time, and then my mom came up to me one day and said, stop doing that. And I was like, what? And she said, stop talking to Jesus like that. And I said, why? And she goes, because he's not there. And I said, yeah, he is. He's standing right beside you. And she said, no, he's not. And I said, yes, he is. And so it was really confusing for me as a child because I didn't have anyone to talk to about it. So I basically would talk to him when I went to bed, and I would get all this information, and then later on, when I was growing up, I would share things with friends, and it would scare them. So I basically stopped talking about it, and a few times during my life, I said, you know what, this is too much. I don't want to do this. I don't understand why I have this ability, why everyone can't see what I can see, and I don't want to know, I don't want to do this anymore. So I did that several times. And then when I gave birth to my first child when I was 21, all of a sudden it all came back, like but it was bigger than before. And I really believe right now that it was because my heart opened up in a bigger way from giving birth. And those of you that are mothers, you'll understand that. And so at that point, I decided to learn more about it and say, you know, okay, I'm going to start seeking answers. So I went back to my mom and I talked to her and I said, you know, you grew up in Scotland. Everybody over there has intuitive abilities. You know, they didn't have phones, but yet they showed up in the Highlands when someone had died on the day that the person died, and it took them weeks to get there. You know, this is a natural thing from your heritage. I don't understand why it bothered you. And she said that it was just so unusual that she thought I would start levitating or something, and she wouldn't know what to do. So it scared her. And so I said, well, you should have encouraged me. You should have given me some guidance and some information. And so at that point, I prayed to the Lord to say, okay, I want to learn more about this. So I started getting information from Spirit on what my abilities were, how to work with them, how not to pick up things just randomly when I was outside around other people, and how I could use it to start helping in my life personally. So that's what I did, and I haven't taken any formal classes except the very first, at the very beginning, I did go to a metaphysical church and got guided by a wonderful minister who handed me a pack of tarot cards and a pack of angel cards and said, you know, see which way you want to go, because there's a whole world out there of different ways to connect to yourself. And I couldn't even take the tarot cards out of my car, and so the angel cards, they were flowers on them. They didn't have pictures of angels, but they had flowers. And so I took them in, and I spent the weekend just looking at them, and I knew that I resonated with that. And there's nothing against tarot cards or anything like that. It just wasn't my particular path. So I went back, and she said she knew that that would have been my decision, but she didn't want to make that for me, which I very much appreciated. So from there, I took a few, I think like 6 months of psychic development classes, and then from there on, I just learned from Spirit. I buy books. I'm not allowed to read them. I would love to see what these other people are teaching. I can go on the internet, and the only person that I've ever been able to actually read an entire message of is Karen Bishop, and I do appreciate her work. But I have been totally taught by Spirit, and it is a very unique message that flows through me, and I know that because that's what I get told every single day when I'm touching people's lives.
So, how does it work with you? People call you for appointments, and they'll get an angel reading?
Basically, I call them, the Lord changed the name to Soul Sessions, because now I'm talking to the person's soul, and getting the person will set up their appointment through my website, which is www.creatormediator.com. And after they do that, they get information on how to prepare for the session. When they call in, I do a check. When I connect with their soul, I do a check on their chakras. I check their aura to see how strong they are on a spiritual level so that I can tell the person, this is where you're at, this is how strong you are. Then I go into their emotional body, and I get a message directly to them from their soul, and it will be something that's symbolic to that person for that day. Then the person starts asking questions, and I can answer any question that your soul wants to give you an answer to. There really is hardly anything that anyone gets told, no, we're not going to answer that, but sometimes that does happen. It's really touching because it's truly like a conversation between you and your soul. Christina, I don't remember the session 2 hours later. It is really for you, and I send you a CD or send you an MP3 file so you can listen to it again. And a lot of people tell me that later they get different information from the session. And then at the end, what we do is Jesus and I go in and we help clear out the person's energy. And we do any kind of physical or emotional healing that the person asks for. And the biggest part of what we've been doing with the light workers is we've been helping them be able to integrate the ascension energy easier, because you can get some great headaches from this energy. So that's what we're doing, is helping them with healing and with also integrating your connection to make it an easier, higher path. And then we end the session. So it's pretty amazing.
That sounds very amazing. I wanted to ask you, we have on the August 22nd is the harmonic conversion.
Okay.
Do you know anything about that?
I know that I don't know. I don't get any information on the Earth changes. That's actually why I think the Lord is letting me read Karen Bishop's work, because her work is very similar to mine, except she concentrates on the Earth side and I do the strictly spiritual side. If it's important as it gets closer, then I will get more information, but I haven't. The only time that I've gotten information on the harmonic convergence is the very first one in 1988. When we were originally measured, which is what triggered this whole wonderful process of us being able to ascend.
Mm-hmm. So, you talk about it, and I wanted to ask you, how can we use our angelic guidance to experience the greatest love of our life?
Ah, wonderful question. The first thing is to recognize that your angels are you. They are not something that is separate from you. And some people feel that, oh, well, I need something outside of myself to help me. Well, that was true in the third dimension. But since 2003, we have gotten more access to more power, to more love and light within ourselves. We're no longer reaching out in the same manner that we were. When we meditate, we go out to connect to something. Now we go within and we connect more to our soul. So your angels are the highest aspects of your soul that you can reach. That's why my angels don't know your information. That's why I need to connect to you to get that highest information, and you don't know my information. So as these angels help you, all they need is for you to ask. You need the intention of asking now. A great example the angels gave me is that before 2003, for thousands of years, we lived in the third dimension. So in the third dimension, we were children of God. God, whenever we asked him for things, we prayed for things and said, please, can we have this? According to karmic laws and according to what your belief in yourself was at that time, then God would give it to you. That's why people always ended up with same situation but different face. Only enough money, not more than enough money. So since 2003, we have grown, and we are now adult children of God. So in this scenario, what we do is we, as an adult, you don't go to your parent to ask, can I have a car or can I have more money at my job? You get and state, I now have a raise this year. I now have more money flowing in than I have flowing out. I now have a new car. And then you go to your parent, who is God, and you say, thank you, because that's what he wants. He wants you to use your power. He wants you to know that there is no limitations on anything that you ask for yourself, as long as the rule is you believe it, you state it, and it does not take away or interfere with another soul. So like you can't pray to have Sally's job. You can't take that away from her. That would not be allowed. But you could pray to have the highest and best job come to you in the easiest way. So this is the exciting thing, is that we're no longer stuck in a karmic cycle. You are not responsible for things that you have done in previous lives, and you are free and clear since 2003. So there's been a lot of changes in relationships, in jobs, in what people want to do, in how they want to live their lives, and that's not a coincidence. That's because the fourth dimension is here, and we basically took on a new life but didn't have to leave. So if you want something, try asking in this way. I thank you that I now have whatever it is, And then after you state what it is, say, and show me clear signs of anything I need to do to make this happen. And then watch for the signs. Watch for what happens. If money is going to fall in your lap, it's going to fall in your lap. But if you have to get a part-time job for it, then somebody's going to come up to you and say, oh, I have a part-time job here. So we are a lot more in control of what we have in our lives and what we need to do to get those things, and that is very freeing, and that brings you into loving yourself more because it will show you where you are lacking love for yourself, and if you believe that you deserve something, you will get it quickly.
You know, I love what you're saying. This is such great information. People that are listening, you have just heard something so powerful because this is something that, you know, I do myself. But sometimes you need to be reminded about that, you know. And I like what you wrote here in your book. It's ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receive, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. And it's so true. Ask and it is given.
Right, right. And that's the key. That seems to be where the holdup is when I'm talking to people in their soul sessions, is they're forgetting that they need to ask. And that's okay, because we've done it the other way for thousands and thousands of years. We've learned that we didn't have to ask. It just showed up on our doorstep. But now you can go on that path, and it will be a wonderful, exciting journey if you do start that.
So in asking, are you thanking, are you saying thank you for what you already know that you deserve and that
right.
is coming to you, and
right.
that's your way of asking, actually.
Right. You're saying thank you ahead of time. This is
ahead
what the Lord explained to me, is that when you thank ahead of time to the universe, then that shows that you believe it's coming. So that puts out more energy behind whatever it is you're speaking. So when I say my prayers, I always talk to the Lord. So I say, I thank you, Lord, that I now have, which is pulling it into the now, the money to go on my trip to Chicago to serve there. I thank you that you now show me what I need to do, if anything, to make this happen. And if Christina doesn't need to do anything, then the money will just show up on my doorstep. If I do, then I will start to get answers about that.
What was that last part you said? And I asked about your asking for what you need to do, if there is anything that you need
right.
to do.
Show me clear signs if there is anything that I need to do to make this happen. Amen.
I see.
Because the highest belief, what we're working with people on, is the highest belief is that in the fifth dimension, magical things happen. If you truly believe that you deserve something, it'll show up immediately. So, and you don't need to be involved. All you need to do is speak it through your throat, because that's the fifth dimensional chakra. So if you speak it, it's coming. And I've actually done that, and something showed up in 20 seconds. And I tell you, it floored
it
me.
Yeah.
And it's only happened once. But it was amazing. And it can happen. It's a very magical dimension, but you have to believe that you deserve it yourself. We're no longer saying, God, can I please have this? Please, please,
right.
please. Because
right.
God has already said, yes, you can.
Right. And so I want to ask you, you know, people would love to know that you can use this process for weight loss and illness, and how is that done?
Oh, it's amazing. Because we have switched dimensions in 2003 and we have taken on our next life, before who you were before 2003 is truly a past life to you. It just so happens you look a little like that person and you remember a lot more about that past life than any other life that you've ever lived. But it really has no significance to you. It would be equal to the same life that you had 322 years ago. It doesn't matter. So the body that you have and have grown up with can be changed easily. All you need to do is disconnect that is part, your DNA is different now, and that the family, the birth family that you came through, has changed. All of those ties have been cut on a spiritual level. And because of that, you can start to integrate the new you, the body that you would have had you been born into a new life. And so what the angels have shared with me is stating a prayer over my food and saying that, and I'm drawing a blank here. See, I just said it this morning. I thank you, Lord, that this food is exactly what my body needs today. Anything more than what my body needs is immediately released from my system. I continue to lose weight down to blank pounds. Amen. Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm. So you state it every meal that you're losing weight, that the body, that the food that you're eating is exactly perfect. So you don't need to diet. You don't need to pick specific food. The Lord has been very clear with me that all the food on earth was provided for us and that we need to touch all food groups. And it's just the problem that we have had in the past is the amount of food that we've been eating. And because we thought we needed protection spiritually and emotionally, we've gained weight. So now that we are resonating at a higher level, our bodies don't need that weight. And now that we're taking on more of our power, we know that we don't need that protection. So this is a way to affirm it to yourself with every single thing that you eat. So even if you wanted ice cream at night, and sometimes our bodies crave ice cream, and sometimes they crave chocolate like crazy. So as long as you say that prayer over the food, if you need one-tenth of that chocolate bar, if that's all your body needed, then you will just release the rest of it, and your body will not convert that into fat. But we do need some fat, so that's why we say the prayer that particular way.
Great.
Very interesting.
And I'd like to hear something the angels are just saying to me. If you want to know how you feel about yourself, go to a mirror. And this is the only thing I'm ever going to tell you to say in front of a mirror. But go to a mirror, look at yourself eye to eye in the mirror, and say, I love you. If mm-hmm. you can do that without blinking, you truly love yourself. And you feel you deserve. If you blink when you say the three simple little words, I love you, then that means you've got work to do. And so go to the mirror twice a day until you can actually keep your eyes open and you really start to believe, because you're talking to your soul and you're saying, I love you. I love you completely today, no matter what I look like, no matter how I feel, anything. It's today I am absolutely perfect and I love you. And it's an amazing test, and it will really show you where you're at.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you about, how you talk about using the chakra prayers and creating a deeper spiritual connection. Can you just tell our listeners a little bit about that?
Sure. The chakra prayers were given to me. I didn't know anything about chakras, what they were or why I would be using them at all. And I have found that they have truly been the biggest gift in a form of a prayer to help us connect to our soul, because it goes, you say a prayer to an archangel and also to spiritual beings to help you connect it with specific words to each chakra. And in the words, you'll start to trigger things within you that you are working on. So if you are touching your heart, and you are saying the heart chakra prayer, then you will hear in the words something about love, and you'll get a vision within yourself of where you're lacking it or where you should forgive someone. And so each one, as you concentrate on that prayer, will help strengthen you. And what I notice is that before I show this in my groups, when I do live groups, I show a person's aura before we say the prayer, and then I show it after we say the Archangel Chakra prayer, and their aura actually doubles or sometimes even triples. So your aura goes out from you about 8 feet in all directions. So just think of a circle all the way around you, and that's your spiritual body that you're capable of carrying around every single day. And then when you say the Archangel Chakra Prayer, it goes out up to 24, 25 feet. So that means that without you opening your mouth to anyone, that you are blessing people that you are driving by, that you are walking past, that you are working with, and also yourself, but they are getting the goodness of the love and the light that is within you. And so these prayers do this. I have these prayers listed on my website. I have several different versions. If you are a light worker and you work with clients, I have a prayer specifically designed for you to call forth the clients and to bring that energy to the highest energy to work through you. And if you are working for yourself and you're a light bearer and you just share earth energy with Mother Earth, there are prayers on there. So there's all sorts of types of prayers. What I've heard from clients is that they don't say the same one every time. They just pick one whichever resonates with them. And if you'd like to say it with me, then I also have videos on YouTube, and which I also have placed on my website. And the website, again, is www.creatormediator.com. But there's a video page, and I can say the prayer with you every single day.
Wow, that's great. Thank you for that information. Could you talk about, you know, exercises to help you talk with your angels?
Yes. What the very first thing you should always do when you want to connect spiritually on a conscious level is take three long, slow, deep breaths. This draws up the energy from Mother Earth and brings down the energy from heaven and will get you settled in your heart. No matter what's going on around you, you will balance yourself. If at any point during your day you need to get balance, take three long, slow, deep breaths. If you cannot take them through your nose and out through the nose, that's okay, but try to work up to that because that is the highest way to get the breath into the body. We tend to breathe from the neck up, and we really need to breathe from our diaphragm and to accept all of life. When we're breathing from the neck up, we get stressed. When we breathe from our diaphragm, we are accepting fully that we are here on earth and we can handle our lives a lot better. After I say the three long, slow, deep breaths, I always call forth the highest angels, which means that today I may be at a level that's higher than I was yesterday. So I'm not limiting myself by calling in a particular energy or a particular angel. I'm saying I want to go to the highest angels because I don't know where I'm at today. And that, therefore, I will always get the clearest, purest answers and energy that I can at that time. So calling forth the highest angels, I always state I am protected. That is very, very important. What the protection is for is if you just go out to the universe and you may not realize how powerful you are, you're shining this bright light, and there's a lot of things out in the universe, a lot of different things, and everything notices the light. So something may come to you that's not your highest angels and start answering your questions. If you say, I am protected, what that does is it puts you, like in a building, in an elevator, and you hit that button and saying, I am protected, and that takes you to the top floor without stopping. You will always get your highest angels if you say, I am protected. And then what you do after that is if you have already written out your questions, which I highly recommend, especially if you're starting this, write out your questions ahead of time and then ask the question out loud, and whatever you get, the very first picture, words, feelings, just write it down. Don't disregard anything, even if it sounds off the wall. Just write it down. And then go to your next question, and the next question, and then the next question. And then when you are done asking your questions, thank the angels. When you thank the angels, they will then go back to where they reside in your soul. And then you can go back and read your questions and answers. If you stop in the middle and logically start analyzing your answers, you have fallen out of the highest energy. So it's best to do it all at once and then go back and read it afterwards. And then I would recommend that the next day that you read it, because it'll make a much more impact on you the next day, what you wrote, than what you were reading at that time. And if you want to learn more about your angels, then I would commit to talking to them all the time. Just say, I want to learn more. I want to work 24/7. I want to be able to hear you. If that's too disruptive for you in your daily life because you have a job, then tell them, on 7 p.m. on Wednesday nights, I'm available. I will be here, and I want you to talk to me at 7 p.m. or 7 p.m. every night. Whatever it is, your angels will accommodate your schedule. But they will, if you say you want to be connected and hearing from them 24/7, even if it's causing you an issue and you're just getting too overloaded and too tired, they won't stop until you tell them to. So you are in control of this, and you will see a difference in the amount of information that you receive. The synchronicities around you will definitely increase. And then just don't doubt yourself. Just continue to practice. And that's just what I did to increase my abilities. If I had a prayer, I said it 10 times a day. If somebody told me to say it 5 times, I said it 50. I kept index cards in my purse so that if I was at a stoplight, I could say that prayer. And I just did more of. I wouldn't recommend that for everybody, but I was just so excited to finally start connecting and knowing that I wasn't doing anything that was wrong.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm a big believer in visualizations, and I know you are too. And what do you have to say about that?
If you hold the thought of whatever it is in your mind of what is coming to you, that would be great. Some people use vision boards. What I teach is because the vision comes in the sixth chakra, which is the brow chakra, and we're concentrating right now between the heart and the throat. If you are visualizing, I would also speak, because our words are what is creating things at this time. So looking at your vision board, whatever you are visualizing for yourself, then go ahead and you can continue to do that, but also speak, because there's power in our words at this time. We're not telling anybody that they have to watch their thoughts, because we're not that strong yet, but we do have to watch our speech. So be very careful that if you are stating your prayers and you're just having a grand time, you know, very powerful before you leave for your day, and you say, I now have all this money and thank you, Lord, that I now have my new car, that you don't go to work and talk to your best friend and say, I don't know how I'm going to get that money. I don't know how I'm going to pay that bill. You know, this is hard, because you've just undone what you spoke. It's very important for you to be consistent and to speak only what you want in your life out loud.
Wow. So, that's great. All the angels that are out there for us, how do you know which one to call on? How do we, you know, I know I've always reached out to Michael and how do you, and Gabriel, and how do you tell people how to know what to, who to reach out to?
Okay. That's a great question, because, and this is, I'm going to answer that two ways. The first way is personally, and the second way is going to be if you work with other people. The first one is for yourself personally, it is best for you to call forth the highest angels. Not Michael, not Gabriel, not anyone else. Go within your soul and call forth the highest angels you can access. If that turns out to be Michael, then he'll show up. But doing that is accepting your power. Third dimensionally, we used to go out and call forth the archangels for information, for things. And that was because we didn't have enough power ourselves. now the power has been turned over to us and we're responsible for this. And you will see your spiritual connection grows stronger and deeper, that the more that you recognize that you are the angels, you are the ones that you are talking to. Now, if you work with clients, it's a little different, because I personally talk to my angels, my soul. However, when I am working, I have to go out and work with other angels to connect me to that person's angel. So there are outside angels that we do deal with when we do this kind of work and when we do healings and other things like that. But I was told that because we don't know what that person needs, we can't really judge that. Just from before we start a session, we haven't even connected with the person. So still again, you call forth the highest angels, but with the understanding that it is going to come from outside of us. And then when somebody, if I get a particular message for someone, which is rare in this way, but if I get a particular message and Archangel Michael wants to come forth and deliver it, then Archangel Michael will tell me who he is, and I will say, this part is from Archangel Michael, or Mother Mary wants to talk to you. And then most of the time in my sessions, it comes from the Lord. So if somebody different comes through the session, they will announce themselves to me, because one, I've already prayed for protection for me and the client, and two, I am getting it from that person's highest angels, and then if someone specific talks, they honor my integrity and my truth for that client, and they will state who they are. Does that make sense?
That does.
It does. This is,
okay,
this is
great.
Valuable information, and I want to thank you for sharing it with our listeners. We're getting a little short with time, so what I'd like for you to do is tell our listeners about your books that you've written.
Okay, great. Thank you. I have two books. A book that I did a few years ago is called The Angel Connection, Divinity and the New Energy, and that talks all about the changes of how we switch to the fourth dimension. This book specifically gives guidance on how to connect to your angels, how to integrate them into your daily life, and how to have daily experiences. It's watching the synchronicities. I've heard from people that when they read this book, it triggers the synchronicities. The next book, which is has just come out, is called Your Divine Life, Angelic Guidance for the Ascension. And in this book, this talks about the next level of how to raise your energy by forgiving yourself and by forgiving others, how to let go of things, how to walk more in the flow and on the easiest path, how to integrate the ascension into your body, what are the ascension symptoms. It talks a lot about how the angels guide us, how we have been connecting more to ourselves, how to get the greatest love in your life. And both of these books are at all the major bookstores. But if you get it on my website, I will autograph the book, and I will put a personal message from your angels in the book, in the front of the book. I will go ahead and channel a message to you and then get it off to you. And that's a pretty I hear it's very heartfelt. I don't know exactly how that happens, but it does seem to hit every person exactly what they need to hear when they open up the book. So
Wow. So
I think that's a pretty cool touch the angels have added to it.
I think that's a nice gift. And listeners, so if when you order the book, do it through the website so you can get that extra message, and it just makes it very special. Do you have any workshops scheduled, or do you do most of
your
work?
Yes, I do. I have my free phone teachings, which you would join in by phone, and it's there's no cost to you. I have one on tomorrow night, which is Monday, August 10th, and then I also have one on Monday, August 17th. All of the information is on my website on the teachings page, and then I also am going to Cleveland, Ohio, and I will be there September 19th, I will be doing a live teaching session. I try to get to places once a year or once every 2 years, and it's been a couple years since I've been in Ohio. And then after that, I'm looking to go to Chicago. Not sure if that's going to work out at this time, but I'm working on that. And then I normally get information from the Lord where He wants me to go a couple months ahead. So if you sign up on my website for notifications, I will let you know as I get things scheduled, and I'm willing to go wherever He sends me.
Great. Well, we want to thank you for being with us on our show and sharing all of this valuable information. It's good stuff for our listeners. So we have a couple minutes left. Is there like one last message you'd like to give the listeners before we sign off?
Yes. I would love to share with you that the biggest thing that you can do for yourself is to forgive yourself for anything that you hold within your heart and anything that you hold against anyone else. Just look within your heart. Think of every person that's in your life or that has been in your life. Make a list. If when you look at someone's name, you feel something that is lower energy, then forgive that person, because that will hold you back from all the abundance and the blessings that the universe is trying to bring to you. And my book does explain how to do that specifically, but it's ultimately all about forgiving ourselves. We're really not holding things against other people. And that'll be a huge blessing to you. And I really appreciate both you, Sherry and Patty, for allowing me to share on your show. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. I personally can't wait to have a personal reading with you.
Oh, that'd be fun.
So I will get back in touch with you about that. I want to add one thing about the forgiveness, something that I had learned, like what you were saying about looking in the mirror and saying, I love you. I was also told to look in the mirror and say, I forgive you. I forgive myself. I forgive myself.
Yes.
And I have a great forgiveness prayer that I'd like to share with you. It's for all those that I have harmed willingly or unwillingly. I forgive myself and let it go. For all those that have harmed me willingly or unwillingly, I forgive them and let them go.
That's awesome.
That's very nice, Sherry. Thank you for sharing that. So we're down to the last 2 minutes, and I have had some of our listeners chatting with me as we've been online, so and they really enjoy hearing you this morning, so I want to just share that with you. And Christina, we hope maybe to have you on the show again in the future. You have a lot of information, and I'd to help a lot of people.
I think you've reached out. You've reached a lot of people this morning, and I thank you for that. And we will be sending this out to so many people, and they'll be sending it out to so many people, and everybody is going to be hearing this. So good stuff, good information, and you have a fabulous day.
Thank you. Thank you. It was an honor to share with everyone. You have a beautiful day, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The listeners, you've been listening to the Good News Show this morning. It's www.goodnewsshow.us. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can send the email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. And I do want to remind you that you can sign up and become a member of the Good News Show and get notification for the upcoming shows. We have a lot more coming in the future. Next Monday morning, we're going to have an interesting show, so stay tuned. And thank you, Sherry, for being on with us, too.
Thank you, everybody, and you all have a great week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.